Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Beavis and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. If you think things are bad for Ryan Vermilion, you should go check in on Urban Meyer. Things seem to be very bad there. It seems like Urban Meyer might be coaching at USC by Thanksgiving. When do they play UCLA?
It's about time that Urban Meyer stopped getting jobs.
He's a great college coach.
Yeah, but he leaves all the time. I mean, he leaves on people. So why keep paying the guy if he's not going to stay for the long time?
I can think of one person he didn't leave on.
Who?
The woman dancing on him at the bar.
Hey. He kept the back of his hands to her, though.
It was very odd.
He kind of stood like this, like, hey, don't get too close. You can get close, but don't get too close because, you know, got to protect something else.
We're in the midst of true or false here on the Beamish and Finley program, and Cody, I think, has struck a little bit of a nerve here. Phone lines are going, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. We're taking your calls. Cody, present the Taylor Heinicke situation.
Taylor Heinicke, through the first four games, is eighth in the league in completion percentage with a 69.5% rate. He is 11th in the league in passing touchdowns with eight, and he's ninth in the league in QBR at 105.9. Through the first four games, Taylor Heinicke is a top 15 quarterback. True or false?
Beamish says false. I say through the first four games, it's true. The question is, how long can he sustain it? The question we ask you is,
Taylor, are we asking just for the first four games? Are we saying overall? Because I just went through some names, and I would have to say, if we're thinking about just based off of those stats, you say yes.
Because it's so, wait, now you made a list after yelling at me when I was trying to make a list?
Because I made a list because you were saying, well, we could automatically say it. Well, I'm at 14, 15, and I haven't seen.
All right, let's hear the list.
Rodgers,
yep.
Brady,
yep.
Prescott,
yep.
Herbert, Carr, Allen, Wilson, Stafford, Murray, Jackson, Ryan, Burrow, Cousins, Bridgewater, Dorner, Mac Jones, and Baker Mayfield.
So that's why I wanted to make the list, is because it's not until you get to like 13, 14, 15, I believe, that it starts getting interesting.
Who are you really going to throw him in front of?
I think I would put him ahead of Darnold. I think I might put him ahead of Baker Mayfield. Mayfield, that's a run-first team, dude, and it's working, and good for them. I think Heinicke makes more plays.
Right now, he does. But I'm talking about when I look at good, I don't go with four games.
I hear you.
So three and a half games, basically.
When do we start allowing... Like, when do we stop saying that? Because it was, it's only one game, now it's only two games.
We stop saying it, JP, when you have a longer list of things. Like, you have a bigger sample size. I can't automatically throw somebody in. But this is what we do in this town. We throw people in front of people after they give us a smidget of anything.
But before the season, you didn't want to include Herbert. Now Herbert, a year and four games, you're good with it.
Herbert did it last year, and he's already doing it this year. Did you see him last night?
Totally. Herbert's a star. But if you remember, I was putting him in my top five coming into the season, and you're like, I got to see it this year.
He was just a rookie. I still don't put him in the top five right now, but I still say he's top 10.
Damn close.
All right. But that's what I'm trying to say. I don't just lose my mind when I see a little bit, because as good as he's played, that we all, just like we heard Ron this morning when he was talking, he'd say, yeah, he tossed it up, which we don't advise. That touchdown to Terry was more about Terry
the
than
Hail
it was
Terry.
About Terry. So I'm just saying, some of those passes going to go the wrong way, and then we'll have a totally different conversation.
Let's go to Teo in D.C. Teo, true or false, Taylor Heinicke is a top 15 quarterback in the NFL?
Right now, for the first four games, absolutely. And I real quick, in the small sample size of synopsis behind this, all the other quarterbacks has much more experience, and they don't have to endure everything he has to, whereas he has to endure he has a bad defense, a bad kicker, and an unbalanced offense where the running game is not there, and he doesn't really have a durable running back. And I think B. Mitch spoke to the fact that McKissick probably should play more. But you don't even have nobody to spell Gibson. That's a big back that can run between the tackles. So he has to endure a lot more on top of the fact that he's inexperienced. So, yes, he's playing outstanding for a guy to endure everything that comes with him.
Thank you for the call, Tao. I mean, obviously, if he's not top 15, then he's 16, 17.
One thing about it, I don't try to change your mind about what you think. I'm telling you what I think, and I'm done with it. Everybody can break it down how you want to break it down. But I'm telling you, as I go through this, and experience counts, okay? First of all, how well you are at quarterback has nothing to do with your defense, per se, or the kicker. If you go out there and you give me 350 yards and you score a touchdown and your kicker misses the extra point, I'm still going to say you're a damn good quarterback.
Right.
I don't care about the kicker, and I don't care about the defense, because when you're on the field, you have to do things for yourself.
The points per game would be a little higher if the kicker was making more kicks, but I agree with you.
Yeah, but we understand all those little things. The kicker, he's missed, what, 5 points this year, which that's a problem. Like, it doesn't become a problem until it becomes a problem. Well, it's a damn problem. But ultimately, I'm just not me. This is Brian Keith Mitchell. I'm not ready to put him
above
all these guys that I'm looking at right here, right now.
All right, DNC wants to weigh in. He disagrees with me. Darren, what's up, bud?
What's going on, JP, man? As soon as you said that, bro, what's going on, B. Mitch?
What's up, brother?
Thank you, my call. Let me be courteous. But I was on the Darnold train when we was talking about what quarterback to bring before we signed Fitzpatrick. I think Darnold is... I don't even want to say top 15. He might be on the edge, and then you put Heinicke at 16, because Darnold does, to me, better with reading, re-recognition with progressions than Heinicke does, because Kurt Warner broke that down in a film study. So I would take Darnold over Heinicke, but I will say Heinicke is balling. He's putting up the numbers, but I agree with B. Mitch. You can't put him over that 15 that he called out with ease. You can't put them over those guys. So that's why I agree with you, Ed.
Thank you for the call, Darren.
Disagree, excuse me. Yeah.
Got a tweet from William Sinclair. He says, B. Mitch says he can't go off 4 games, but he has Darnold better. How many good games has Darnold had in his career? I do think you have to kind of separate life with the Jets.
But first of all, Darnold has had a lot of experience, and I think Darnold's problem was being with a damn idiot.
Right. Okay? I agree with you.
So, I mean, the whole thing about
bug-eyed
listen,
captain.
Man, I want everybody out there. If you want to put him at the best quarterback ever to come play in the league, do that. But I'm just letting you know, I still have my little doubts about certain things.
And I think that's fair.
So if everybody wants to listen, I've been in this town for 30 years, and I've been on radio for almost as long as that. And everybody seems to, every time someone does any little thing, we immediately put them at the top of everything. No, prove it to me first.
I think if you have to come up with the knocks on Heinicke, the top question is arm strength. He doesn't have the cannon of other QBs you've named.
Listen,
but I
the
think
the guy is smart. Everything that I love about him. I like the underdog story, because underdogs normally gonna fight. They're not gonna quit.
Totally.
He seems to be a smart guy. He's a guy who's going to give you everything that he has. He's not going to shortchange you at all. But I still feel Terry McLaurin has made a lot of things look way better. And we go, listen, when a quarterback throws a pass up for grabs and the receiver goes and get it, I give that receiver more credit than the quarterback. A lot of people go, oh, look at the throw. No, it was the concentration by the receiver.
Well,
a lot of times that thing could get picked off and go the other direction.
When we were in Atlanta, I put out a tweet Sunday morning. I was like, hey, isn't Julio Jones the greatest Falcon of all time? Like, am I blanking? Is it Dion?
Mm-hmm.
I think Dion's greater success came with the Cowboys. I think Vic, his run at the top was short-lived. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people were like, well, what about Matt Ryan? I was like, man, I think Julio helped Matt maybe more than Matt helped Julio. So
yeah,
I'm agreeing with your point.
We give the quarterback, I think quarterbacks get too much credit and too much blame.
Let me ask you this with Heinicke. Would you at least say he's top 20? Like, is the problem going into the top half?
I'll give you that.
Okay.
Because I started going through it and I started counting up and I'm like, he's right around 16, 17 in my book.
And
this is what I'm seeing from like some of these young quarterbacks, like a Trevor Lawrence, okay? I guarantee you most people would say Trevor Lawrence better than Taylor Heineke. But when I'm looking at Trevor Lawrence, what he's doing right now, I'll say Heineke's better than him at this point.
At this moment, sure.
But he has everything that you expect to get from a quarterback and it probably will grow with Trevor Lawrence. I just think that the longer this thing goes on, things balance itself out.
Sure. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Is Taylor Heineke a top 15 quarterback? Let's go to Rod in D.C. Rod, what's up, man? You're on with B. Mitchell Finley on the Gambit D.C. listener line.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking the call.
What's up, brother?
If we're going per those PFF numbers, right, and not the eye test, I'm going with the PFF numbers, and I'll put him there. I'll put him top 15. I'm not even a fan of Baker Mayfield. I'm not really a fan of Baker Mayfield. Sam Darnold isn't a bad quarterback. He's decent. But Taylor Heineke is a quarterback that we have here now, and I feel like when he's on the field, when we get the ball back, we have a chance. I don't think I've felt this way about a quarterback in a long time for us. Like, he always gives us a chance. To your point, JP, about the underdog story, like, and you be Mitch, like, he's going to give it his all, right? Even with, you know, all of the errors that we have on our team, the line, the lack of a running game, like, he's still up there in the numbers as far as the stats are concerned. So, look.
Thank you, Rod.
We put Taylor Heineke in. Oh, okay.
No, you're good. I mean, I hear what you're saying. I think one thing, I don't want to speak for you, but I think one thing B. Mitch likes about him that he mentioned is, whenever you have kind of that underdog story, that guy that's trying to make a career out of nothing, he's never going to stop fighting. And I think that's the point Rod was making, is you never feel like you're out of the game. Lanville, did you pull up the Pro Football Focus numbers?
I did, yes. I have them. What do you want to know?
Where does Heineke rank?
Are you sure you want to know?
Yeah, I want to know. Listen, there's a lot of 50-50s at best.
Why don't you hit me with a guess where you think
now
he
it's
is?
Ranked out of what, 32?
35.
Why do you have 35?
Because there's
Fitz
some
is probably on there.
Yeah, like Fitz is on there. Tyrod
Locke's
Taylor's on there.
I'm about to say, damn, they increased the team, and I didn't know.
I can tell you that Davis Mills is 35, and my favorite quarterback, Ben Roethlisberger, is 34.
Dude, Davis Mills, not the answer. All right, I'm going to say Taylor is about a word that you're going to make fun of how I pronounce it. 22.
Lower.
Does lower mean like 19 or does lower mean 26?
Lower would mean like 26, but he'd also be lower than 26.
Just tell us the number then.
31.
Wow. So who's in front of him? Who's behind him?
Justin Fields is right behind him. Trevor Lawrence, Ben Roethlisberger,
but this is what I wanna
say. Davis Mills.
The caller just stated, I would go by the PFF numbers. So what did
that guy was confused. He didn't know.
So I'm saying, what did the PFF numbers say? See,
PFF
this is the
numbers
thing
are
about
bad.
This is what I say about PFF. You can have a great play and have a negative thing on PFF. You can have a horrible play and have a positive number on PFF. Because they're looking at what they're looking at. They don't know exactly what the coach wants the player to do. But a lot of those passes that were thrown up in Terry caught, Terry got an extra plus for it. He got a minus for throwing that damn pass because it's ill-advised, as Ron stated this morning. So you have to understand all those different things they throw out there.
Jaime on Twitter says, you know it's coming. You are so in on Heineke. Top 15, LOL. That dude threw three picks, one taken away by penalty in the game before. Did you forget about that? No, Jaime, I didn't. I also know that the Washington offense scored three touchdowns against the Bills, which is more than the rest of their opponents combined, and that Bills defense is holding teams to 11 points per game. So let's look at whole pictures here. I'm not arguing that Heineke's a top five, top 10 quarterback. I think he's right around 15. That's my argument.
Would our view be different on Taylor Heineke had we drafted him in the first, second, or third round?
Be different on Heineke if he was a fifth-round pick, a sixth-round pick. Part of it is because he's an undrafted guy.
I mean, you can keep pushing what Scott put out there, and it pushes Scott, make him be even better. I don't think it would be much different. If we had picked him in the first round, of course we'll be thinking something different because you hope he would have been better, okay? You hope he would have been around. But the fact that he was sitting at home for 5-6 years.
That's
and totally, 32 I totally teams agree with every that. Year passed on him, and one guy, Scott Turner. Now, I love Scott Turner. I've known him since he was a kid, but still, I'm not. When I start thinking of great offensive coordinators, I'm not saying Scott.
He's
Turner.
Not on the list yet. No way.
So when all those people were saying no, that is why I think a lot of people judge it differently. It ain't the fact that if he was drafted, no, people
I agree
kept
with that.
Saying no,
and we said the same thing with Alex Smith, right? That when Washington
when
released
Alex was sitting at 6-3 here when he was healthy, people were sick and tired of that damn offense,
right?
Because it was terrible, it was slow, but we were 6-3,
right? But like when Alex was released by the Washington football team and Alex was upset that he wasn't getting these opportunities to play, mm-hmm. we said, or I said at least, hey, people are scared to have you on the field, man. Like, that's not just Washington. Whatever happened in Washington, that's the way the league feels.
Yeah.
And then eventually the league kind of spoke on that. And it's fair to point that out with Heinicke, that this dude has been available for years. Mm-hmm. Now, occasionally one of these things, you do have these breakthroughs, and it happens. And Jeff Garcia, Tony Romo, like, you could discuss them. But you're right. Like, the league has spoken on this for a long time.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I hear you. Dude, it's...
But I every time he does something well, I give him credit for doing something well. But when you're going to start seeing me come around and give you the extra stuff, it's going to be when I've seen you do it consistently for a much longer period of time than
12. To that point, this is a good tweet from Raul. He says, with the numbers he's posted so far this year, true, but I can easily choose 15 quarterbacks I'd rather have than Taylor Heinicke.
And Raul and I are thinking the same way. See, I am not, and this is the difference between me and a lot of fans. I have a football acumen that a lot of fans don't have. So don't knock me because I don't fall in the fanboy mode most times when I answer questions. I answer questions based off of what I've experienced, what I've seen, and what I've been taught by several great offensive minds. So when I see those things, I have to answer based off of my experience. I am never trying to knock what someone else thinks, but damn sure don't try to knock mine.
I think most folks agree with you, honestly. I think it's somewhere between 15 and 20.
Yeah.
And I think you'd have to honestly get about a full season to really buy
into it. I saw one of the most electrifying years in my life in 2012. And at the end of that year,
electrifying.
My exact words were, I need to see him do it again. And I had a lot of calls to him, you hating? No, it's not hating. I need to see it again. And did I see it again? Hell to the no. So, you know, it's just, it is what it is at times. But you know what? Sometimes just being a little bit hesitant and expect to see more will teach you a lot more than just jumping to a conclusion.
Sure. Good tweet from our friend Kendall says, don't forget about Rich Gannon, who I know you have a hell of a story about. Mm-hmm. Raiders quarterback who took them to the Super Bowl the year Gruden left to coach Tampa. They lost in the Super Bowl, but Gannon found his career late. He was not a strong-armed quarterback.
Not a strong arm at all. His arm was weak as hell. I could have won $10,000 off of him if Mark Rippon wouldn't have opened his damn mouth.
You ever send Mark Rippon a
I was saying, Mark, it cost me 10 G's, brother. Rich couldn't throw the ball 50 yards.
Next on the program, Barstool Nate will join us. We're going to ask him, is Taylor Heinicke a top 15 quarterback? Keeping your phone calls going. Don't go anywhere. Listening to B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. NFL Week 5 is here, and FanDuel supposed to want you to get the most out of every play. That's why they're giving everyone a $10 risk-free bet every week. Thursday night is a great opportunity to give it a try. All you have to do is bet a same-game parlay bet with three legs or more, and if your bet doesn't win, FanDuel will pay you back up to $10. You got the Rams and the Seahawks coming up. You can go all types of ways here. Matthew Stafford over yards, or you can go Russell Wilson over yards. DK Metcalf over the receiving yards, but Cooper Kupp, he's been getting it done as well. You can even take the total points in the fourth quarter, the third quarter, however you want to get it, but you need to have three legs or more. Listen, there's so many reasons why I love betting on FanDuel Sportsbook. They have fast payouts, easy to use, safe and secure, and it's America's number one sportsbook. There's no feeling like nailing a same-game parlay bet, so lock in your bet today on FanDuel Sportsbook and get up to $10 back if your bet doesn't win. New to FanDuel Sportsbook? Sign up today with promo code Brian and also receive a risk-free bet up to $1,000. That's promo code Brian so they know that I sent you. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old, present in Virginia. Refund issued as a non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund is $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile or web. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Beamish and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Make sure you're following along on social media. You can follow the show at Beamish and Finley. You can follow me at JP Finley NBCS. You can follow Brian at Beamish Live NBCS. You can follow our next guest, Mr. Barstool Nate at Barstool Nate. Eric joins us via the BetQL guest line, presented by the BetQL Network. Wagertainment for every fan, morning, afternoon, and night. Get sports betting tips from the best in the game. Streaming now on Odyssey. Nate, what up, man? How's Vegas?
Beautiful. Oh, there we go. Good morning, guys.
What's up,
from beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada, where I feel like, I know I've only been here for like 5 days, but it feels like 3 years. I am I'm beat up. I'm worn out, and one more day in this town, and then I can finally go back to New York City.
What hotel are you in, Nate?
I'm at the M. It is a wonderful property right off the strip. It is beautiful. Great views, great rooms. Highly recommend it.
Cool. Is that new? I never even heard of the M.
It's a little off the beaten path. It's not in the mix. It kind of stands alone a little off the strip, but it's very, very
nice.
I might
prefer that. I kind of like off the beaten path.
Yeah, no, it's nice. I like it.
So you are out there for the World Series of Poker. We're going to turn it over to our poker expert, Cody Betts. I want to have a serious Taylor Heineke discussion, but I'm going to let Cody ask you a couple poker questions. Go ahead, Cody.
Sure.
So, Nate, how many tournaments have you already been in so far?
So I have now played – so I've played two tournaments, but in the first tournament I fired four bullets at it, and I went 0-for-4. In the tournament yesterday, I cashed and then busted before day two. which would be today. So I'm firing my third and final tournament of the trip today.
When's the big one? When's the 10 grand one?
Yeah.
The main event is the first week of November. So I will be coming back out to Vegas to play the 10K main event. Maybe November 4th, I want to say.
So these are like warm-ups, and then you come back?
Yeah, so the World Series of Poker is a... It's not just the main event. I believe this year there are 88 different events. And, there's all different... Hey. Yeah, so there's all different disciplines of poker. You know, I only play Hold'em primarily, but, you know, there's Stud, there's Omaha, there's, you know, high-low games, there's Razz. And so... They run the series, it's usually in July, June and July. This year, it's October, November, and it's great. I love it. I love playing live poker. It can, you know, it can destroy your soul. It will make you feel worthless, but, you know, once you make a deep run and build a big stack, nothing feels better. I had a big stack at one point yesterday in this bracelet event that I was playing, but things took, you know, a turn south, and I busted late last night and got a little cash out of it, and then we'll try it at a different event today and then fly home tomorrow.
What's your best finish in the big event?
I'm so glad you asked.
Do you not know this, Bibich? Hold on. Let's tell the cool story here. We're talking with Bart Soule. Well, I'll let you... I feel like he's going to be modest about the real cool version of events.
I'll be honest, not modest.
All right.
Look. So in my first ever main event, it was 2017. I was the day two chip leader. I had so many chips. I was well on my way to making a deep run. But the thing about Barstool Nate is he doesn't take his foot off the gas even when it's necessary.
Sound like JP Finley.
Yes.
That's probably why we get along.
And I crashed and burned in dramatic fashion, and I finished about 200 off making the money in 2017. And I have not yet cashed the main event. I didn't cash it in 2018 or 2019. And obviously there was not one in 2020. So hopefully this year is the year I make my first main event cash. I feel good about it. You know, I'm playing my best poker ever. I've been studying. I've been working hard. I've been watching training videos and all this other stuff to try to get better at the game. So hopefully it pays off. But 2017 was a real good chance, and I blew it.
Do you want to pick my brain? Because I am one for one in my last year of poker tournaments. I won the only one I entered. Mm-mm. So
yeah, that was incredible. You won the charity event, right?
I won the Chance for Life. I did.
He probably didn't even know he had won it when he won it, though.
I was not particular. I couldn't have driven a car. I'll tell you that much. I was not particularly aware of my surroundings. But if you want to talk to a champ, I got a blazer. I got a watch, so I'm available if you need me.
Yeah, that was very impressive. I forgot about that. But no, congrats to you. Hopefully. So today is the most fun event, the one that I'm looking forward
to. You just found out he's not very humble.
It's a super turbo bounty, meaning the levels go up very quick. You don't have very many chips, and you get a bounty for everybody you knock out. So everybody's like, it's going to be just a lot of fun to play, especially if I can get a few bounties early and build a big stack. It'll either be like a 5-minute tournament or a long minute tournament, and probably not very much in between. So I'm looking forward to that. That starts in a couple hours.
Nice.
So follow along on the socials as always.
All right. Good luck. Our guy, how about this? Tomorrow night is, I think it's a monthly where they do the Cakes Classic over at MGM National Harbor with all our boys over there. And our guy Cody Betts is now got his own bounty on him. So Cody Betts is making it big in the poker world. And I'm hoping he makes some money because he's going to have all these people gunning for him. Maybe he can take some of them out,
Cody,
and collect some cash. We'll talk about Barstool Nate here on the BetQL guest line. Nate, let's switch it over to the Washington football team. I want to talk to you about a couple of topics. The Falcons game. Taylor Heinicke specifically, but we got to start with the news yesterday of the DEA raiding the practice facility and going after head athletic trainer Ryan Vermilion. What was your reaction to just what seems like a never-ending run of outrageous stories out of Ashburn?
Oh, right. So I saw your tweet, and I simultaneously got a text from my friend Clem, who is a Giants fan, and he's like, what's going on now? Why are feds raiding your facility? And I just laughed. I'm just like, did we really expect the season to go any other way? We finally think we're out of the woods, in the clear, with all this off-the-field, winning off-the-field nonsense, and then we just have the feds raiding the facility for a, what did they say, like a non-football issue with the head trainer. I don't know what it means. I don't want to speculate. It could be very, very, very bad. We don't know, but it's just like, of course, like why did we expect anything besides the feds raiding the practice facility? Yes, of course they did.
I didn't expect that. I didn't expect
but when
that.
But when you read it, you don't expect it, but when you read it, when the news breaks, you go, that makes sense. Like, of course. It's just Dan Snyder, he still owns the team. So stuff like this will continue to happen.
But the thing about it, this isn't Dan. I mean, we got to stop putting blame in his lap.
It is.
This isn't him.
Dan Snyder. It is.
Why? Because he hired Ron?
As long as Dan Snyder owns the team, feds will be raiding the facility and other stuff like that. There's just no getting away from it. As long as his little grubby little fingers
are all
over the team.
But, dude, do you think it's interesting that right now he's
not anywhere close.
At least on the surface level, removed. I mean, it is.
Isn't it kind of weird how all this stuff always happens in the front office and Dan Snyder just happens to not know about it? He looks the other way, or he's just, oh, that happened under. Dude, he owns the team. He's owned it for two decades, and it's been things like this for every single year he's owned the team. And I'm just supposed to believe that it all starts with him. All the bad stuff starts with him. He's the worst owner of all time in the history of sports. And things like this will continue to happen as long as he's around.
I think we're sitting here, and this is a situation where I don't think he had anything to do with what's going on now. And I don't know exactly what's going on now, but I think that person came with the head coach.
Yeah, I mean, they worked together
who hired the head coach, you know?
Yeah, some things you can blame people for, but, you know, like I said, my brother was a criminal. And he got – so every time somebody did something wrong in my town, they came after him. He didn't do everything, so you can't always just blame a person just because.
I want to switch to a really fun debate we've been having, Nate. Talking with Barstool Nate here on the BetQL guest line. Nate, let me ask you this. The stats will suggest that Taylor Heinicke through four games is off to a really hot start. We won't get into specific numbers, but do you consider Taylor Heinicke a top 15 NFL quarterback?
I wish that I was looking at a list right now because
you can give him your list, B. So I say yes. B. Mitch says no. B. Mitch says he probably lands somewhere between 15 to 20. I think he's right around 15. But Brian made a list that has a lot of good names on it:
Rodgers, Brady, Prescott, Herbert, Carr, Allen, Wilson. Have I said anybody yet that you put him in front of? Stafford, Murray, Jackson, Burrow, Mac Jones, Mayfield, Bridgewater, Cousins, Ryan.
Okay. So we can stop at Burrow, Matt Ryan, that level of quarterback.
That tier I would start to argue.
Right. I would.
You think he's better than Burrow? Games.
I'm not saying I would want him as my franchise QB.
But if you don't want him as your franchise QB and you want Burrow as your friend, you cannot say he's better than Burrow.
All right, I'm going to let Nate answer because you and I just keep
yeah,
arguing.
No. So now that's semantics, and we're saying what does better mean, better long-term or better right now? Because, you know, I would take Heinicke over Matt Ryan right now, but, you know, they don't have the same resume, et cetera, et cetera. Heinicke looks – it's so funny because I get nervous we're in another Kirk Cousins situation where it's like, well, he's better than most, but is he good enough to win you a Super Bowl? And that's what I call like the Kirk Cousins like paradigm. You know, it's like Kirk Cousins will get paid as a top tier quarterback because he can put up the numbers and he can throw touchdowns, but he'll also make mistakes and be Kirk Cousins. And, you know, you don't want Kirk Cousins to be your franchise quarterback. But some team will always pay him to be it because the potential's there, blah, 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 blah. Heinicke is way more exciting than Kirk Cousins. I've never done meth. I assume it's kind of like watching Taylor Heinicke, geez Louise, play quarterback. It's exciting. It's a rush. You don't know what's going to happen next.
He has 960 passing yards, which I think is fantastic through the first four games. He's completing close to 70% of his passes. He's making Terry McLaurin look fantastic. And he's only taken three sacks, which I think is huge. And he's limiting the turnovers. What's he have? No fumbles and three picks. So he has exceeded expectations. He has done everything possible on his side of the ball. The defense is letting him down big time. I could rant and rave, as I've done the last 2 weeks, about just how miserable this defense is and how Jack Del Rio has to go and how it's the worst scheme I've ever seen. And the vanilla boringness of the defense puts me to sleep. And we make every quarterback look like the best quarterback that's ever played football. Daniel Jones almost signed like a $1 billion extension just after the Washington game because how good he looked. It's sad how great quarterbacks. I mean, Matt Ryan can throw the ball 32 yards. That's a Hail Mary out of Matt Ryan. And we made him look like he had a Jamarcus Russell arm. You know, it was ridiculous what Matt Ryan was able to do against the Washington defense. It should never happen. This defense should not be bottom five in the league. Week after week after week after week, it's 4 weeks of allowing 60%, or what are we at, 57% on third down conversions. It's terrible. It's pathetic. Chase Young has zero sacks. He's on the bench on third down. Something's going on there. I need a total rehaul of the defensive side because we have a little guy named Tom Brady coming up, a little guy named Patrick Mahomes coming up, a little guy named Aaron Rodgers coming up.
Could get ugly, man.
Darnold's playing good and for the Panthers. We have Russ on November 29th. Derek Carr and then Dak. I mean, this defense is allowing 400 yards to the lowly Falcons and Matt Ryan's noodle arm. What are we going to do against the Chiefs? What are we going to do against the Packers?
Right,
what are we going to do against Tom Brady?
I understand your concern, sir. I wish you all the luck in the world in Vegas. Go get rich, brother.
I did say I could talk about this defense.
I'm aware. You were ready to rock there. Thank you, man. We always appreciate it.
All right. Thank you guys so much. I'll see you soon.
All right. That is Barstool Nate checking in live from the World Series of Poker out in Vegas. When we return, we'll keep the Heineke conversation going. Is he a top 15 quarterback? Taking your calls, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Greg, Tony, everybody on hold. Don't go anywhere. You're coming up next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
.1067 The Fan. Phone lines are going. Here's a question. Is Taylor Heineke a top 15 quarterback? From Howard Morris on Twitter, he says, a better question for Taylor is how much growth can we see this year? What is his floor and what is his ceiling? He competes hard, but he'll need to show he can make smart plays when playing from behind. Lots of shootouts on the horizon. That's true. They got down big against the Bills. And they kind of cut it in the second quarter and then just got boat raced. Mm-hmm. I could see them getting down big to the Chiefs and the Packers, the way this defense has been playing. And then you can't try to make 20-point throws, man. They don't exist.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Greg in Upper Marlboro. Greg, what's up, man? You're on with Beamish and Finley. True or false, Taylor Heineke is a top 15 quarterback?
Top 15 in what? He's not even top 12 in the NFC, you know? I got 12 quarterbacks in the NFC in front of him. You got Murray, Stafford, Russell, Rodgers, Cousins, Brady, Donald, Ryan, Prescott. He's in the I like Daniel Jones. I think Daniel Jones is a better quarterback. That's just my personal opinion. And I think Goff is a better quarterback. I think he's right with them, right behind them. But can you be successful with him? He's not a top 15 guy, but he's playing like a top 15 guy. But he's not a top 15 quarterback, because if he was, you had a top 15 guy in Kirk Cousins.
That ship sailed a while ago.
Right, but I'm not a Cousins fan either. But I think, to me...
Listen, here's my one quarrel with what you're saying, Greg. You can't just keep saying he's not a top 15 guy, but he's playing like a top 15 guy.
Okay, because it's a small sample size. That's sure. Like when I go to the casino. Am I a winner after four hands, or do I keep playing and see what happens? Okay, we can get, unless I get up from the table and walk out the casino after my four hands that I don't want, now I'm a winner. He got 16 games.
Maybe you should, when it comes to the casino, maybe you should get up after four hands if you're a winner. Right. Thank you for the call, Greg. I appreciate it. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's like right now, statistically at least, he is. But if you're going to do a projection here, I understand the point for sure. Mm-hmm. I think we got Landline Tony to make Landfill happy. Hello, Tony. How you doing, buddy?
Doing good. Hopefully I'm coming through loud and clear.
Loud and clear, buddy.
Definitely.
All right. Taylor, definitely top 15. But here's my measuring stick. You look at first-year quarterbacks, from John Elway, who was a dud, to Tom Brady, who didn't even play. Same with Aaron Rodgers. His first five games, Taylor, he steps into the playoffs last year, does okay. He comes on in relief of Fitzpatrick game one and got us the lead. He's had two second-half comebacks. I mean, the first five games, that's pretty impressive.
He's been in training camp for the last 6 years. You can't play that. He didn't make a team his first year.
But no.
You get experience every time you step into a damn training camp. So you can't sit up here and act like, oh, his first year. It's not his first year.
I agree with that.
It's far from his first year.
Thank you for the call, Tony.
That's crap.
But one thing I do think, both wins this year are kind of miracles that he pulls off late in the game after the defense gives up way too many points. Let me
ask you a question, JP.
But the Giants game, he also screwed up with the late interception.
The defense for everything. Did they not have the possession of the ball early in the game? Did they not have possession?
I mean, against Atlanta, they scored throughout the game. I mean, against the Giants, they scored throughout the game.
But I'm saying, you're saying when the defense give up too many points, they have the ball too early in the game. They could score touchdowns too, can't they? And in the Bills game, we kill the defense. He turned the ball over twice inside their red zone, in their side of the field.
Sure.
So that kind of works against them.
And in the Giants game, that INT was a killer.
Robert threw those interceptions against Cincinnati. Or whatever, Brown, whoever it was, everybody said, oh, he put the defense in a bad situation. Taylor did the same thing
Dwayne,
this year.
Not right.
Dwayne. So, but I'm saying, Taylor did the exact same thing, but no one has said that because we like him. We like the story.
They were also down 21 at that point before he threw
care.
A pick.
I don't care if they're down, but you did a pick to make him have an opportunity to go up any more. If you go down and score a touchdown then it's 21-7. And the next time you could have scored another one. So what I'm trying to say is there have been things that have gone on. And it's the criticism is different.
Yeah, sure.
He's done the same things in situations. So, I mean, defense has not been
good. The two come from behind wins, though. Those are real. I mean, making those plays late in the games when they matter is not something we've seen all the quarterbacks here do.
No, I'm not saying quarterbacks always do it, but.
Like what you're saying is absolutely right, but so is the come from behind win part that Tony was pointing out.
Okay.
There's room for lots of things to be correct. Let's go to Clay in Clifton. Clay, what's up, man? You're on with Beamish and Finley.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Big fan. So I want to let you guys know I appreciate you guys.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, absolutely. My opinion, and this coming from a diehard Washington fan, I don't think he's top 15 just because if you look at some of these throws to Terry, they're behind. He's taking multiple different pump fakes, and he's getting the ball out late at times. He has the flair where he can make big plays, and I think at times when we beat teams the way we did Atlanta, I think we forget some of the mistakes he does, and they kind of overshadow. But like when we got routed by the Bills, we were like very eager to say like, man, he shouldn't have done that throw, blah, blah, blah. So I don't know. That's my take. I just think a lot of times throws are behind. He's coming out late at times. He looks flustered at times under pressure. I don't know. That's my opinion. Appreciate you guys taking my call.
Thanks, Clay. These are opinion topics. Nobody's wrong, I don't think. You can't make a definitive. Let's go to Tim in Maryland. Tim, what's up, buddy? You're on with Beavis and Finley.
Hey, fellas. How y'all doing?
What up, doing man? Good, man. Okay. How about you?
All right. Great show so far, man. Loving it. Now, this is my personal opinion. I was going to say that he was, but after sitting back and just thinking about, you know, quarterbacks 1 through 15, there's some really good quarterbacks in that group. So I think with more time and as Taylor Heinicke can start and he can start to evolve and stop pressing as much and feel secure in the position, I think he's trying to do a lot to prove himself. Once he gets in a place in his mindset where he's comfortable, I think this guy can be in the top 15 because he has all the intangibles. I like his arm strength. He makes off-schedule plays. He's always looking downfield to make a play. He scrambles with his legs. I mean, he's an exciting quarterback. Now, a lot of people may disagree, but, you know, I think Taylor Heinicke can be a really good quarterback in this league if given the proper time and making sure that he has the weapons and the protection around him and great and better play calling from the OC. Good gosh, that guy's terrible. Thanks, guys, for taking my call.
Thank you, Tim. Our boy,
I knew it was coming.
Our friend Ryan Keel is in the car listening to the show, and he just texted me. Heinicke would be 1-3 if the Giants don't jump off sides. So that's another part of this conversation.
That's a point. And then just like going into both of those games, Giants and Atlanta, what was our complete talk about them? They suck. Okay? And we're the two wins are against teams that we all considered sucked. But we are putting a person in the top 15 because he beat sucky teams. Beat a good team. And not just come from behind against a good team or lead the whole way against a good team. Then I'm willing to start discussing that top 15 thing.
I agree with you there, but I don't think it's completely on him. We'll keep this going.
It's not completely on him, but we got you plenty can't of calls forget the here. Fact that against those type of teams, it doesn't happen.
800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. We'll talk Heinicke. I also want to get into this linebacker conversation. There's a lot of free agents out there Washington could go after. All that, much more. Pete Haley joins us at 12:30 on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.